So, what do you think? My secret hiding spot's perfect, right? We've got a view of the whole city from up here. And look, you can also see the pier if you squint really hard. Thanks again for bringing the extra blankets. It definitely makes the back cozier. This beat-up truck needs all the help it can get. Hey, whoa. Hold on. Don't trash it too much. It's a precious family heirloom. My mom gave it to me the moment I hit 16. It may be old, but it holds lots of memories. Yes, this truck has always struggled to get up here. At least she manages to eventually. The first time I came up to this park, the truck stalled for a good 5 minutes before we could get it going again. My mom was cursing under her breath so much. It almost made me feel bad about asking to go on a camping trip to celebrate my 10th birthday. Almost. Nature's always appealed to me, even though my mother was a huge germaphobe. She always granted my childhood wishes, like sleeping under the stars. She and I were cramped in this tiny tent with a clear flap, but it was perfect. We borrowed some books on constellations and spent the whole night looking for them. We were only able to spot a handful, but I remember them even now. Yeah, I've always been a star nerd. So what? I'm gonna make you into one as well. See those three little dots in a line? It's a bit difficult to spot since the sun is still setting, but it's right there. You can't see? Okay, come here then. You can sit in front of me. Yes, this does give me the perfect excuse to cuddle up. But isn't it nice? We fit so perfectly together. Now, give me your hand. Okay, so it's right there to our left. Can you see it now? That's Orion's belt. So Orion was a mortal that befriended the goddess Artemis. And together they hunted, competed, and spent nights sharing stories of their adventure. Artemis's twin Apollo was jealous of their relationship and devised a plan to separate them. One night, Apollo sent a giant scorpion to kill Orion in his sleep. Through a premonition, Orion was able to awake in time to face the scorpion. It was much too powerful, though, so he was forced to jump into the ocean to escape. Across the waters, Apollo called upon his sister and fed her a terrible lie. He told her that a man had attacked a forest priestess and was attempting to flee the scene. When she reached the shoreline, she spotted a small figure swimming on the horizon. Artemis raised her bow and shot an arrow straight through Orion. Once she realized her mistake, she mourned for her friend and immortalized him in the sky. He's now up there with his two faithful hounds, Canis Major and Canis Minor, on either side of him. Did I bore you with my stellar knowledge? I swore I heard you're dozing. Well, I'm glad you're feeling so relaxed. I wouldn't want it any other way. Well, I actually want to see your face right now. Can you turn around for me? Hey there, gorgeous. I just want to capture this moment and memorialize it with my lips. Sometimes I can't believe that you're by my side. I get to spend my time getting to know your beautiful soul. I think I got the better end of this deal. I'm not going to lick a gift horse in the mouth, though. Don't worry. I promise to never let you go. What we have is so uniquely ours. I've never been so sure in my life. I know I want to fill my hours with your laughter and your love. Simply sitting here with you fills me with so much joy. As the sky darkens, I want to hold you closer and chase away the shadows with our whispers. Some days I want the time to fly by. But it's moments like this that remind me how precious life is. Thank you for showing me how things should be.